amazing, beautiful, wonderful friends. Oh my goodness. Welcome to another episode of A Braver Brand, the podcast. As always, I am your host, Kate K. McCarthy, and I am beyond grateful to be back with you this March after a month-long sabbatical away from social media and the podcast. And y'all, I missed you. And while I'm going to be sharing more in the future weeks about my sabbatical and what emerged in the time away, which, spoiler alert, was so wonderful and unexpected and so deeply needed, this week, we are going to be diving into our second series of the year. Back in January, I told you all that we were going to be doing a series of serieses, and that was no lie. So in January, we hosted our first ever mission series, and this month, I am pulling it back a little with a month of episodes that are dedicated to answering your burning questions. And y'all, I am so excited about this. These are some of my favorite recent questions that y'all have asked, along with the questions that come up over and over and over again, whether it's on Instagram, in our communities, or in my one-on-one work with wholehearted entrepreneurs and creatives like you. So I'm really, really thrilled about this month and about our series and about your burning questions. And to make this month's series just a little bit more fun, I am mixing it up when it comes to recording our weekly episodes, all so that you can get all of your biggest questions answered in the process. How, you ask? Well, in the show notes for each episode, which you can always find at katekmccarthy.com/podcast, you will find a form where you can ask, either with your name attached or totally anonymously, your biggest burning questions about building a wholehearted, brave, creative brand or business. And the sky's the limit here, y'all. So whether you have questions about morning routines or brand clarity or self-care, if you've got questions about getting courageously visible on social media, or what it takes to get your next creative project or offering into the world, this is the time to ask. So if I can't answer your question, or I know somebody who will answer it better, I will bring them in to share their wisdom and their expertise. It's going to be amazing. So make sure that you head to the show notes and you ask away. katekmccarthy.com/podcast. I will have a little button in each and every show note, in each and every episode's show notes. So just make sure you click that and ask away. All right, let's do this thing, right? So today, I wanted to get right to the heart of the work, right? To dig deep right away, because that's what I do, and to answer a question and talk about a situation that comes up time and time again all over the place. For so many of us, there comes a moment when we know that something needs to change, right? In our creative work, in our businesses, and that something has got to give. Maybe it's a feeling of unease or a realization that what was working smoothly feels, well, a little rocky now. Maybe it's a feeling of dissatisfaction or of stuckness or claustrophobia, like the business that you're building isn't leading you where you want to go, or like you've boxed yourself in somehow. Maybe you're just not interested in the conversations you're having anymore. That happens. Or maybe there's a piece of the puzzle that's just not flowing. And it can leave us confused or frustrated or feeling like we just want to burn it all down to the ground and start over and run away. But don't do that, friend. Don't do that. I think that we think that in order to make a shift in our businesses, that we need to change the whole damn thing, right? To tear it down, burn it up, start from scratch, whether that's starting a new business or building a new website or changing our offerings entirely. And we think that anything less than a major overhaul won't give us that feeling of freshness, of renewal, of alignment that we are so, so seeking. But you don't need to do that, right? Like, we don't have to hit rock bottom. We don't need to burn it all down. We don't need to start from scratch. In fact, using the momentum and the inertia that already exists in your work in the world, but making subtle and powerful shifts to the elements that aren't working right now, that process is faster, it's more effective, and it allows you to build on your happiness, on your strengths, rather than starting from scratch. But this is the question that I get all the time. How do you know, like when you're in that place of swirl and stuckness and overwhelm and confusion, how do you know what you need to shift or add or let go? That is what we are going to dig into today. There have been a lot of times in my business when something has felt a little bit amiss, right? And I know because I will evolve and my work will evolve and my people will evolve that there will be times in the future when again, something feels like it needs to shift, like it needs to give, like it needs to change. But like I said, if we're not careful, if we're not mindful or self-aware about what is working and what is not working, we can feel like our entire businesses are just off, right? Or rather than burning it all down, we can just go about making arbitrary changes, right, to our work, totally random, relying on the voices of quote-unquote experts online, giving us quote-unquote answers, rather than making decisions that are actually right for us. So today, I wanted to share a framework and a set of reflections to help you get a bird's eye, big picture, balcony level view of your work, and then narrow it down on what needs to shift for maximum impact. What I'm about to share is a way of looking at your business from the place and perspective of potential, which when it's done without a framework can feel totally overwhelming because there are so many damn options. And so this is a structure that I use to inspire clarity without being overwhelmed by all of the things and all of the possibilities. All right. We're looking at it from the place and perspective of potential, but with a framework that is designed to inspire clarity without the overwhelm. So first thing first, we're going to map up your business as it is right now. I do this regularly in my own work, and I pull out a blank piece of paper and my favorite pen, and I just lay it all down on paper. And you might like to do that to map out your business in a more linear fashion from like top to bottom. But for me, and perhaps this is a little bit of a different perspective for you, I like to think about it as a series of concentric circles, right? They're layers that lead to a core. And I work my way from the inside out. And I'll share more about what I mean by that. And it is possible that as I talk about this, you don't have the same layers or as many layers or you have more layers. But this is just the basic framework to help guide you. There is no right way. There is no wrong way. It is all about clarifying what is right for you and what is existing in your business right now. And to help you, to help give the process some like real time roots, I'm going to share the pieces of my own business with you so you can see in your mind's eye what my business map looks like, along with how I am shifting things in this season to avoid stuckness. I'm going to give you real life, real time, this is how things are shifting, this is what things look like right now, perspective, so that you can kind of use a real life example to be able to make your own map. All right, you ready? So, like I said, I think about it as a series of concentric circles. And at the center lies your dreamiest offerings, right? This is the heart of your work. This is the stuff that when you think about selling this, this is like, it can be your most premium package or it can be your favorite thing that you love to sell. This is the thing that like when your clients work with you here, it is like they're getting the highest touch, most core offer. So, your core offers, they could be like long-term one-on-one coaching packages or a commission if you're an artist. It could be a full rebrand or a website design if you're a graphic designer or a website designer. It could be your membership community. For me, my core offers are my 8-week and my 4-month one-on-one packages. The longer-term, more personalized support created for both the sprint with the 8-week package and the spaciousness with the 4-month package. And in the future, I know this, but it doesn't exist right now. My annual retreats will also sit in that core, right? So at the center, that's your dreamiest offerings, the heart of your work. Out a layer from that center lies the smaller offers that ideally will lead the right people to that sweet heart, that sweet core. They're things like courses or mini courses or website audits. They're things like masterclasses or evergreen offers. These smaller offers offer like just a taste of your work, right? They're just right for someone who needs that touch, that little push. And in a lot of cases, it can also be a small thing that provides a representation of how you work within that core, that heart space. It gives people kind of a glimpse at what it would be like to work one-on-one with you or to join the membership community or have the full rebrand, etc. So for me, out, this one layer out, there are three things that live here in this layer. Okay. My workbook, your big meaningful workbook, my next right step sessions, which are my free 45-minute sessions, and my 90-minute intensive. This layer also, at different points and in different seasons, has held space for the classes and courses that I've taught and I've led. But my regular things that live in this layer are my workbook, my next right step sessions, and my 90-minute intensive. For you, it might be different, right? You might have classes that you offer. You might have little tastes, an intensive or a group course that you're teaching. These are those smaller offers that ideally will lead to that core offer, like just the right people will lead to that core offer, but these are those smaller offers. All right. So out one more layer lives the way that you show up for communities. An email list, Facebook group, your Instagram audience. These are the spaces that you nurture your existing audience. Okay. There you nurture your existing audience. So this is the space where, like for me, holds my email community, my Instagram audience, and a small Facebook community that I run. It also holds my podcast when it comes to my regular listeners. So this is the place that I nurture my existing audience, right? You're part of my community. And these are the places that, like, you're in a couple of layers where I'm able to share with more openness, with more vulnerability, and there's more connection here, right? To enter that layer, it means that you've done something, right? It means you've downloaded one of my free resources, you follow me regularly on Instagram, or you've downloaded an episode of the podcast. That's this next layer out. So to walk you back, we've got the core offerings, we have your smaller offerings, we have the layer that's the way that you show up for your communities, and this next layer are the ways that the people enter your community, right? So how do they become members of your existing audience? Do they opt into your email list with something like a PDF or a free webinar? Do they subscribe to your podcast or have notifications turned on Instagram? For me, it's all about downloading one of my free resources, following me regularly on Instagram, or subscribing to the podcast, right? So that's this next layer out, the ways that people enter the community. And finally, so fast, right? Finally, at the edge lies the ways that an outside audience finds you, like basically strangers, right? So oftentimes there can be an overlap between this level and the ways that you show up for your communities, like a Facebook page or your Instagram feed, where yes, it's how a cold audience would find you, but it's also how you nurture your existing audience. It could be Pinterest or a podcast, yours or someone that you guest on, or a YouTube channel. So how does a completely cold audience find you, right? So for me, I have two primary channels for my outside audience, Instagram and my podcast. I have a Facebook page that's lacking some TLC, and I occasionally guest on other podcasts, which increase my colder reach. But my two primary channels for my outside audience, what lies on the edge in that final layer, is Instagram and my podcast. They're the ways that complete strangers could find me. So sitting there in front of you, now that we've done this, if you've been following along and mapping your own business out, though, I hope that if you are driving or cooking or actively participating in something else, you kept your eyes on the road or the knives or whatever you're doing. But if you have been following along and mapping your own business out, sitting there in front of you lies the physical manifestation of your business as it stands right now. And I want to tell you, if any of those spaces are empty, that is totally okay. That is good information to have. The idea here is that the core of your work lies at the center. And then on the outside layer lie the ways that practical strangers might find you. Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, a podcast interview, etc. And each level, you might have more, you might have less, is one step closer. It's one step more connected to the core, that heart of your work, right? If you have things that you find are floating around and they don't really land in any level, you can just put them in line with where they might be connected, right? Like, how far along the line of connection and intimacy do they exist? You might have a course that feels like it's really floating, and that is okay. You can just leave them floating, or you can put them in line with where an audience member or a potential client might find them. There is no right or wrong here. Just draw in or draft up those levels so you can add in the elements as needed. So now that you have that clarity around what your business actually looks like right now, we can move forward. But I wanted to say that so often we can find ourselves stuck or overwhelmed or swirling. And so much of that is because we haven't taken the time to see what we have, to see what is in front of us. So putting it down on paper is a huge part of the process. And so if you find yourself swirling or overwhelmed again, show up and share what is right now. Sometimes just being able to look at it on paper can help us gain the perspective that we need. So now that we have that clarity, next it is all about identifying what feels stuck or misaligned. How? By picking up each element, each piece, and getting clear around whether or not it still works for you. I know I sound like Marie Kondo right here, but I swear that this works. So maybe as you look at your map, right away you realize that you have too many elements, right? So to innovate or to shift in a really soul-soaked way might look like simplifying, right? It might look like letting go of elements that aren't lighting you up or bringing people closer to that core. Maybe you know that you love a platform, like everything is lining up, and you know you love a platform like Instagram or Facebook, but the way that you've been showing up doesn't really feel like you. The change that is needed might look like getting clearer on how you want to show up on that platform more often or less often, with more spirit or storytelling, and figuring out what you need to make that happen. Maybe you realize that everything from your outside audience to your smaller offers is actually leading them to a set of core offers that make you cringe when you think about them, right? Which makes it awfully hard to sell. So shifting might look like revamping that core offer, the heart of your work, so that you light up when you talk about it and you can sell effortlessly just through your enthusiasm, right? Maybe you're feeling confused and started trying to reach all of the people instead of your people, and the whole map feels a little off right now, right? Like you've been seeking to speak to everybody instead of just your people. So your change will look like getting clear on who your people are, not just demographically, but at their heart, and then looking at the map through the lens of what they need and want. Maybe you're realizing that there are pieces that are totally missing in your map, right? So I like to think about the client relationship, that journey. It's like a river, okay? I'm standing on one bank of the river with my favorite core offerings, my one-on-one work, and my dream clients are standing on the other riverbank. They're standing across the river from me. And to expect them to make that leap from outside audience who's checking out my Instagram or listening to the podcast to a dreamy one-on-one client would be way too big of an ask, right? To make them take that leap across the river would be huge. But if I provide stepping stones, right, from my free resources to the podcast, from smaller offerings to regularly showing up in my community members' inboxes, I can help guide them across the river and make that final leap far less scary. They can invest in me and most importantly in themselves with confidence. So for me, when I looked at my own map this past month, and I do this pretty regularly, I realized that the way that I was selling and sharing about your big meaningful workbook, which is my workbook that is designed to help you get your next creative project or offering out into the world, it just didn't feel entirely smooth the way that I was selling and sharing about it. It didn't feel like it provided the right kind of support or accountability. It didn't feel right for the season. So I decided to connect with a couple of friends and coaches who I know are amazing at hearing my heart, and I figured out a way to bust out of the box that I'd put myself in, to get really, really clear, to think about it differently, and to do it my own way. There's more on that coming later this month. I'm really excited about it, but this process allowed me to get perspective, right? To see whether the things that I thought about offering this season really serve my people and really serve my core work, and to make sure that it all felt really aligned. This process allows that perspective, that clarity, and to pick up each thing and make sure that it is still working. So what about for you? What feels like it's just a little bit off, right? What can be released or added or just reworked? Here are a few other questions that I like to ask myself as the reflection and clarity deepens. What lights me up and makes me a little nervous thinking about it? I often think that nerves are a sign of places that we need to lean in. Does that thing need to be added or clarified in any way? What, when I'm looking at the map, do I roll my eyes at or force my way through? That is a clear sign. How can I shift or do less of that thing? What do I most deeply want my clients to know? And how are these elements, each and every element of the map, amplifying or taking away from that message? What am I scared of? Where are those fears coming from? Lack, obligation. So one big piece of advice as you look at this, right? As you're getting really clear and you've done that reflection and your clarity is deepening, don't feel like you need to do this alone. I find that perspective is huge in gaining this powerful clarity and knowing what to shift. And it is almost impossible to do that within our own little bubbles, especially when we're feeling off about something, right? So get an accountability buddy who really gets you, or a coach whose work is designed to help you show up as yourself and not store yourself away. I just reopened my Next Right Step sessions, which are my free 45-minute sessions, and the link is in the show notes if you are ready for a little outside support and perspective. They're totally free, and the schedule is open now. I know that it can be scary, right? I know that it can be scary being in that place where something feels amiss, but even when it feels like you are boxed into a corner and there's no way out, there is. And the process of innovation and change and shifting in those small and powerful steps can actually be exciting and life-giving. It just depends on the process. So when you feel like something's got to give, start here. And then when you've made that powerful, subtle shift, give it time. You know, these things take patience, which, let's be honest, most of us are not so good at in this space, especially when the messaging says that we should have been successful yesterday, right? These things take patience and time to reach our people. So give it that time and space. And when in doubt, reach out. Those Next Right Step sessions are open now. I'm going to be back next week with another one of your phenomenal questions, and I hope that this supports you in making those subtle shifts and making the changes that you really need in letting go or adding or revamping to make sure that the mapping out of your business, that core relationship journey between you and your dreamiest client feels aligned, feels like flow, feels like everything fits in this season in your life and business. All right. See you next week. Until then. Thank you so much for listening to A Braver Brand. To find more resources, show notes, and exclusives, head to www.katekmccarthy.com. If you loved this episode, make sure that you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. And while you're at it, leave a rating and review. Our work relies on listeners like you, and we're grateful each and every time you spread the word. Whether this is your first episode or you've listened to us since day one, you know that I am all about Instagram. Come find me at Kate K. McCarthy and then reach out and say hi. I adore you already. Thank you to everyone who makes this podcast possible. A Braver Brand is produced by me and my slam bang behind the scenes team. Catch you next time.